Now, everybody teaches out of the scriptures things that man cannot do, things we're not supposed to do. I like to bring you to mind today to think about some things that God cannot do. I know the one you're going to think about first will be the last that I'm going to mention today, but there's things that God cannot and will not do. We don't think about it so much of the time. Probably take it for granted. But there's things that surprised me when I started studying on this. I forgot where I picked the idea up for it, but it surprised me things that come up out of there, that things that God cannot do, and there are things that He will not do. We work every day. We get tired. The older you get, the easier it is to get tired. But you know God cannot get tired. He doesn't get tired. Scripture tells us that. Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 28. But He giveth strength unto him that fainteth, and to him that hath no strength. He increaseth power. That's the wrong verse. That's the 29th verse. Know ye not, thou that hast not heard, that the everlasting God, the God createth the ends of the earth, He neither fainteth nor is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. Well, how many times I've read that scripture and didn't dawn on me that that's what God talking about, that He does not get tired. You start to think about He created all this in 7 days. Most of us would be exhausted at the end of that time if we had to do something that hard. But He doesn't get tired. So when I complain about getting tired for working for the Lord, it's my fault, it's not His. Because He doesn't get tired. In a workplace, when you don't know how to do something, you'll tell a boss, "Well, I can't take on that job, I can't handle it. I don't know how to do that." Not that way with God. God cannot take on a job that He cannot handle. He won't take on a job He cannot handle. Remember, in 7 days He made all the earth. He spoke everything in existence. Well, I'm going to read you a passage out of the book of Jeremiah, 32:17. Our Lord, behold, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power, and by Thy stretches out in arms, and there is nothing hard unto Thee, nothing He cannot do. That's why He says to the vilest sinner on earth, I will forgive you. There's nothing that cannot be forgiven if you come to Me. Nothing He cannot do. Man has a problem. So much of the time, he falters, he stumbles. We talked about some in class this morning. I think Jason mentioned some in the Lord's table. Things a man does against God. To be unholy. One of the greatest things that I found when I was researching this is probably one of the greatest strengths I found for me in this is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 3. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole world is full of His glory." He cannot be unholy. There's no way. Man is by not following him, but God cannot be. He created this. He cannot be unholy. No way. Man does not think about that. Man does not think about stuff like that. He thinks about himself most of the time. We have talking about teaching now in the country by being, we can't be prejudiced against anybody's belief. They have a right to their own belief. I guess maybe they do. I don't have to agree with it, I guess. But you know, God cannot be prejudiced. All of us in this room has a little bit of prejudice in us against something or somebody. There's something that we're prejudiced against. But God is not. That kind of hits you in the teeth sometimes, a thought like that. The book of Acts explains that one to us. Acts 10, verse 34 and 35. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Think about how things in this world are going today, the prejudice against God and God's people. I read a military article yesterday that one of those rulers in one of those Afghan provinces over there, he's got a jihad out against anybody that says he's a Christian or dead. That's prejudiced. Because it doesn't agree with his Muslim religion. God is not prejudiced against anybody if they turn to him. One of the things that I thought about, how many times has somebody promised to do something for you and then didn't do it? Or have you ever promised somebody something and then didn't fulfill it? You know, God cannot break a promise. Psalms 89:34. My covenant will I not break, nor all of the things that are going out of my lips. God cannot break a covenant. He won't. He cannot. We take so much for granted out of the scriptures that think about what God cannot do, that he won't do. That's why we can meet with him each and every Lord's Day. Be part of him. Because he will not break a promise that we'll have eternal life if we so much as humble ourselves and follow him. He's offered that eternal life. Now, I've heard people on earth here, well, that person said he went down front and asked forgiveness, but he said, they'll say, no, I might forgive him, but I'm going to remember it. I'll remember it back in my mind so I can use it against him someday. You know, God cannot remember sin. He has forgotten that he's forgiven. He cannot remember it. Scripture tells us that. Isaiah 43:25. I, even I am, be putteth away thine iniquities from mine own self, and will remember them no more. I will remember not those sins. I will not remember thy sins. God told the ancients back in Israelites, he would remember their sins if they come to him. Can man say that? I've seen too many people say that, not say that. I'll forgive them, but I'm going to remember it. That's not forgetting it, not forgiving. I got to add something to you here that what makes you a loser? Not God. Something we do ourselves makes us a loser, not God. If we don't follow him, we're the loser. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which also maketh us to triumph in Christ, maketh manifest the Savior who is knowledge by us in every place. God does not make losers. If we become a loser by not following him, that's our problem, not his. But he's standing there with open arms waiting for anybody to come back to him that has stumbled. Or anybody that's not a child has to come to him the first time. He does not make losers. A Christian, we're not a loser. People tell me, well, I don't want to give up of things, the partying and stuff I can do on this earth to become a Christian. Well, you go up before God the judgment day, you're going to be a loser if you do that. Because he's offered to heaven. That's where we're not a loser. He doesn't make losers. We make it ourselves. God will not one thing that always amazes you. In the business world, even in the sport world, people abandon you for their own benefit. Do you ever stop to think that God cannot or will not abandon you if you humble yourself for him? Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Pluck up your hearts, therefore, and be strong, dread not. Don't be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God himself doth go with thee, and he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Man on earth will do all those things to you, but God will not. He will not abandon you. One nice thing about God that we don't even think about. We forget about God. I don't know how many times I've read this and didn't dawn on me what it meant. You know, God does not stop thinking about each of us on earth. Each of his children on earth, he thinks about you constantly. Worried about us. Hoping to keep us on the right, straight and narrow path. Psalms 139, verses 17 and 18. How, dear, therefore, are thy thoughts unto me? O God, how greatest is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. You ever be on the seashore and try to pick up a handful of sand and try to count the pebbles in it? God knows. We don't. But God does not abandon us. He does not forget us. He does not stop thinking about us. He thinks about us constantly. Or else he wouldn't worry about us doing the right thing all the time, like he does. You have people on earth that fall in and out of love with people. But you do know something, that God cannot stop loving you? Jeremiah 31 and 3. The Lord hath appeared unto me of old, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, therefore with mercy I have drawn thee. God will never stop loving you. Even if you're in error, he will not stop loving you. We can stumble. We can be wrong. Now, there's 10 things there I've copied out of the Bible that God cannot do, and there's probably more. There's more of them I know. I just a few that I've copied out of there. Now, the one that everybody probably thought I would start off with is the one that God cannot lie. I saved that to last. In Titus, 1st chapter, 2nd verse, and Hebrews 6:18, God cannot and will not lie. How many times a fellow man lie to you? Those of us that have been truckers in this room, I think about what dispatchers did to get you to do something. How many times they had lied to you just to get you to do something. Fellow man lies all the time to you, but God will not. What he told you in the scriptures is true. And he will do exactly what he said. And there's things that he cannot do is things that so many times man takes for granted. Doesn't think about what could be done. What God cannot do, what he will do. I want to give you a thought. A couple thoughts to take with you to go home today. Things that God cannot do is an interesting thought to me. We get so busy in our walks of life that we forget things. Forget to do things we should. But one thing God cannot do, he's never too busy to listen. Don't let us be too busy to talk to him. He will listen to you 24/7, no matter where you're at, in the closet, out on a pond bank fishing by yourself. You sit there and talk to him no matter where you're at. You can talk to him, he'll listen. Now, man may not listen if you're talking to him, but God will. Something he cannot do is abandon you. So think about that. He is there with you always. My closing thought is a little poem I picked up. Some of you may have seen it. I think it was on Facebook the other day. This one made me think. It's a short thing, but made me really think. Before you judge someone else, stop and think about all that God has forgiven you for. Things he doesn't remember against us that we've stumbled and done wrong. God doesn't remember, but before we judge someone else, think about how much he's forgiven us for. sometimes that might change our attitude and things that we say about and to people. So God doesn't remember. He forgets. He doesn't hold grudges. If you've asked Him to forgive you, He forgot it. He doesn't remember it no more. So today, think about where you're at with Him. If you have that forgiving guidance of His, if you're a child of His, you have that. If the devil's been bothering you and hasn't let you become a child of God, you don't have those capabilities of being able to be forgiven. All the cares that He has for you. Now is the time to correct that if you're in that state. Because none of us know how long we'll be upon this earth. I have this statement stating my own that life is too short to be crabby. We don't know how long we'll be here. We may not be here 5 seconds from now. So think about that. If you're in that state today, outside of God, we don't know. But His loving care, His guidance, His hand, His forgiveness is there for each of us. If you feel you've stumbled and need to correct yourself with Him, now is the time to do that. Before Him. Because He will forgive and forget everything that's been done in the past. Think about that as we sing a song that Micah chose as a song.